As an integrative medicine physician, I talk to all my patients about lifestyle. Because science really shows that how we live, how we eat, move, sleep, and manage our stress really impacts our health and well-being. It's really the foundation of our health and well-being. And what I've noticed over the years is that many people come with anxiety about doing those lifestyle choices, making those decisions about how they live right. They come with a lot of striving and worry about what they might be doing wrong. So I get questions like, do I need to drink distilled water? Do I need to take this supplement? What's the right way to keep myself healthy? And I feel like that anxiety is just not necessary. And in fact, it could be even harmful to the health that we seek. Here's what I tell them. I say, this body of yours is like a pet. Many of you have animals or dogs. What do you do for your pet? Your pet needs to have food every day. Your pet needs to go for a walk every day. And we're kind to our pets, and the pets are kind back to us. There's this the way that we support them, and they help us get into a routine. So what we need is a routine. We need a routine of basic supports. I'm going to list those for you. There's four that I emphasize. There's sleep, food, movement, and stress management. Those four things. And we need them in a rhythmic way most of the time, right? Not perfection, but most of the time. Let me give you an example of how that looks. So, sleep. Science says we need 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. So, notice yourself. Am I giving myself that much time of rest? If I'm going to bed at midnight and getting up at 6 in the morning, I'm not really giving myself that pillar, that support, right? So you might say, I want to change that. Or you might say, this is the best I can do. I'm leaving that alone. That's fine. The next pillar is food, right? The goal is to eat whole foods, lots of vegetables, fruits, beans, nuts, seeds, you know, organic animal products or consciously raised animal products, right? Most of the time, that's my intention. That's my goal. And then we analyze, how am I doing on that? And you make the changes that you can make and call that good. When I was raising my children, my kids now are young men. But when they were little, we had this rule in our house. We had the 75-25 rule. Some days they pushed it to 70-30, but which means most of the time, 75% of the time, we ate food that was good, that was healthy for them, that was from earth to them. And the other 25%, well, that was the entertainment. That was part of the event of the birthday party, or the event of the going out to the movie and having popcorn, or sometimes we just made up events. We'd go to the bakery and have donuts for no reason. But it was the occasional adjunct to our steady influx of healthy food. So you see, it doesn't have to be perfect. It has to be pretty good. And it's important that you enjoy your life, your food. The third piece is about movement. We all need movement. The science shows that if we don't move, we actually build inflammation inside our body. And those studies show that inflammation is the root of pretty much every chronic disease that exists. So we need to move. And there are lots of right ways, good ways, to move our bodies. Whether it's yoga and stretching or Tai Chi or something more vigorous like swimming or running or biking, they're all good. So the goal is to have approximately, right, 180 minutes of exercise, of movement a week. That's about 30 minutes every day, 6 days a week. Maybe you make your goal to be to move some every day. And that could be a 15-minute walk, or you jump on your stationary bike for 20 minutes, or you take a walk with a friend at lunchtime. It can be as small or as big as your life allows, right? And lastly, there's this idea of relaxation practice. We all need to lessen our stress level, to shift our nervous system from go, 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 to relax, restore, renew, right? And we can do that most efficiently by breathing deeply. So you spend a few minutes of your day breathing deeply and consciously relaxing the tension in your body. That might not happen if you're just sitting watching Netflix or you're doing something that's enjoyable but not necessarily consciously relaxing. So ideally we have some minutes in every day, but even a yoga class once a week can have an impact on your stress level. So you see what is possible, what's reasonable to ask of yourself in this life, this week, right? Can I fit in 2 minutes of breathing a day? 5 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever that is. You figure that out. What's reasonable? What's the bar? Can you lower that bar to be good? Anything you do, actually, it's a step toward these habits, these regular supports in your days, most days, is good. And my worry is that we shun the good in aspiring for the perfect, that we keep that bar so high that it's unattainable, and we struggle and then we give up because that perfection is so not within our reach. We lower the bar, we make good enough, then it's within our reach. We are more likely to create those habits, create those routines that support our health and vitality, and maintain ourselves well, and over time we could build those to be a little bit better, right? But we take out that anxiety piece. I wanted to share with you a lovely concept in Ayurveda. It's a Sanskrit word that means immunity, the part of us in our body that defends us. It's called Vyadhik Shamatva. I probably butchered that, but it's called Vyadhik Shamatva. Sanskrit word means immunity, but it also means forgiveness. Our bodies, so this is ancient stuff, right? Ayurveda is 5,000 years old. The word that means how we fight, how we recover from illness, means forgiveness. So our body is like prepared to forgive us for all of our imperfection, for all of our misdeeds, for our mistakes. Our body is so kind. It's like your dog. It's like your pet who forgives you for the missing to feed him or the missing to take him out for a walk today. There's a resilience inherent in us that doesn't demand perfection. It invites us to join with it, to take the best care possible, and to let that be good enough.